Yes, you continue.
You do.
Which one's Slarty Bart first?
Slarty Bart first. The old man of Magrathea.
He designed
Norway. Norway.
Yeah,
fjords.
Ah!
Fjords.
Oh, that's vaguely ring, but all I can remember is 42.
Very good. Right, you're in a corridor from north-south. It curves to the east.
Does it?
Yes, you have. All right. Eventually.
Eventually.
The corridor that goes north-south. I'm very sorry, Mr. Blaze. The corridor continues east until a T-junction, which then goes north-south. My apologies, Mr. Blaze.
You see what we have to put up with now?
I'm sorry, for the 30 feet of corridor I missed.
It might have been trapped.
It's not. I'll roll.
Oh.
Thank you, Steve. I'll roll for it.
What?
Hang on, are we in the second section yet?
I'm already sick of a tube chopper.
Eat more pie. It's the answer to everything.
Welcome pie.
Well, would you like a bit of yogurt? Oh, no, you can't, because it's not for girls.
You can't.
No. There is no traps.
You see, like that Yorkie,
you see five goblins walking down the corridor towards the door.
Hello.
They have little emblems of a gnashing head, a gnashing gnoll's head.
Hello, big goblin.
Ratul sort of hides behind you and peeks out.
Hello.
They carry on going.
Okay. Could we kill them?
No.
I want one. I want one.
Got one.
Oh, I can carry around in a papoose.
A papoose. The tiniest goblin in the
world. You know when you... Oh, never mind.
Is that like the saddest Wookiee, the tiniest goblin?
I had a chance today of having two of 24 rabbits.
Did you?
Yeah, because you know when you
didn't... Well, you them all. Yeah.
Well, I didn't come to pick you up, yes.
You know where I was stood outside? The RSPCA shop, and there's a poster in the door that's saying, come and take me because I'm a bunny and nobody loves me.
I've also got a nice recipe for a rabbit stew.
I had one of them.
We don't eat rabbits. Rabbits are pets.
Surprisingly, you did try rabbit when you were up in work.
Yes,
and you realised we were trying rabbit.
Yeah. Hey, we went to the porn hotel in the lakes. It was great.
Yeah, I heard
the porn hotel. Aphrodite's themed lodge.
Aphrodite's lodge?
Mm. All rooms
you didn't
are
see her, I saw her.
Themed, yes, Lindsay saw a naked
does it include naked women in baths?
So, yep.
Yes, apparently it does, yes,
only
Lindsay saw one.
Only clothed women in baths, I guess.
No,
I paid
yes,
extra.
Apparently soaping herself.
Oh. Oh. Man! It's not my fault!
Getting all the lard
in the bath. There was a poof.
Was there another naked lady?
No. There was a poof involved in the naked lady in bath.
Getting all
the soaping herself.
He was soft.
What makes you think he was poof?
It was the pink penny.
And the feathers are sticking out his poof. It was a showery, spongy
I know.
It was a porn hotel.
It was a porn hotel.
You were jealous because you didn't see her.
Yeah, you're right, I am. Even though you said she was about 57 or something.
Bubbles!
Yes, no, that's a chimp.
No.
No, it's one of the Powerpuff Girls.
Yes,
true. And Little Britain, Bubbles is everywhere.
Anyway, yes, you continue down the corridor, north or south, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen.
You listen.
And we hear lots of things being beaten.
Now, we're all in silence, agog, waiting for Baskin to tell us what
is a yes.
I think that because Hal didn't answer on tape, that I can now have a rabbit.
Yes, dear, you can have a rabbit. You don't hear any significant noises in the dungeon, other than the general movements of the dungeon.
Any of them include
bashing
cats. What kind of bashing sounds are you looking for?
No.
Club hitting
cats. Cows are pets.
So are rabbits.
No, you don't hear anything. But
a rabbit. Actually.
Do we have sound then?
Scabbard for my lumps.
I'm going to get a particularly vicious rabbit.
Doesn't want much matter. Is it skin?
I'll bite you.
Okay, off to the gaggle of thieves we go there. It's odd to be going north.
You're going north.
I'll find...
You head north, round the corner. Guess what's ahead of you, Bastion?
A corridor.
A door. Good guess. The door is... Wrong, the door is shut. What?
The door is indeed a door.
The door is closed.
And not a jar.
Oh, yeah.
Mind over. First dice roll of the game.
Well,
maybe I'm speaking about rabbits and fluffy things.
Yeah, I forgot
what
I had.
Fluffy rabbit
things. 12. Oops,
you
forgot
press start. 29.
The door is not trapped, as far as you're aware.
Dot. How many times do you use the ellipsis of the rope?
You don't think you've locked either.
I open it.
Hopefully I'll charge you and kill all the giants.
The corridor continues.
Oh.
We see through the flimsy plot. Oh no, we don't see through because you can't see through nothing.
There is plot, it's just so bloody big, we can't
the
see
whole
it.
Point of nothing.
There is
no,
plot.
No, no,
it's
no,
just some spread of a mission.
For a fiendish
no.
Yeah.
How much more plot?
Bastion gave us a mission from a fiendish null.
This is the corridor. Are you continuing around it? Yes, you are.
Did your god not say at any point?
You might need your
ears. You didn't need those rants.
I'm sorry, but your god seems to have gone on a golfing holiday.
You pass a pointless nubbing on your left and get to a door on your left-hand side. The door is closed.
We look expectantly at Baskin.
Pointless nubbing.
What does that mean?
Can we examine the pointless nubbing?
You know what's best for
yes, it is a pointless 20-foot-long corridor that ends in a pointless wall that leads to nowhere, has no secret doors or traps, and I have no clue why it is on this map.
Isn't a nubbin like a second-level goblin creature?
Yes, a nubbin is a second-level... Ratul is a nubbin.
It's my nubbin.
You're a nubbin.
Are you going to rub your nubbin?
Is that what you have to
say?
I have to numb these.
Try and do it. Hal, can you stop him doing that?
What, making num 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 noises? I can't, yeah, I'm afraid.
Well, you could just try pouring Diet Coke over him.
Why would that work?
You might make a different noise.
Force me to eject you all from this house at the end of the game.
Different noise. You can do that anyway.
For the rest of forever.
So we're playing at my house next week then?
Yeah.
Apparently. And you'll have wasted that Diet Coke.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah, that's true. I
won't
do that. My legs
are
cold.
Although, isn't it the caffeine free variety as well?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's what
nobody
wants.
So, it's not really a waste, is
it?
Hey, you. We open the door.
Hello, baby. Which door? You open the door.
The door opens. Into.
Welcome to the strangest area of the dungeon. Wow! At last we've reached the strangest area of the dungeon. With a big sign saying exit.
It's a very small room with a very high ceiling filled with giants.
Yes. Do you think?
It's a 10-foot by 10-foot room filled with 96 giants.
We stand just outside the door and fire missile weapons in.
Stop doing that.
Tie a rope around the axe handle. Just
I miss giant red dragon squished into 10-by-10 rooms. It's just not the same.
Very high ceiling.
Mm-hmm. How about we start a fire with lots of smoke and maybe there'll be an illuminated pathway leading to the nearest exit?
You'd like that.
Yes! There.
A cross-shift room.
Oh, bizarre.
Four doors. And when you come in through this bottom one.
Oh, gosh, it's cold.
Four doors open into this dark intersection. Through the three doors set amidst the three different eastern walls do not seem to lock. The black iron lock is set in the one at the end of the western corridor. These three doors appear just normal doors. This one has a big fat lock on it.
Big fat what?
Lock. Not what you thought.
I thought you said...
Dirty girl.
Sock.
Sock.
Oh, yes, there's a big fat sock.
No one thought you said cock.
Stop socking me, stop
not
it.
Not even you.
Whoa.
Cock, call Cthulhu.
Whoa.
Here we go again. Yes, yes. We're waiting for the cock teasers on the side.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to tease with it, though. That's not what I meant.
Helen may give it back later.
I have
she's
no,
unscrewed it and put it
I have no inside information on Call of Cthulhu to tease people with.
Yes.
Well, except okay. One thing.
What?
Which doesn't matter too much because this secret. Audio isn't going out by the time it comes out. So,
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be on the website.
Really?
Yeah. If you tell us something exciting about it.
I'll not say that.
Oh!
I'm just a tease. Right?
He's a cock tease.
Coming soon. Okay.
There are three doors in the eastern wall and one locked door in the western wall.
Maybe it's the nulls and goes in keys, and he's knocked through a locked door.
Can I go in there anyway?
Or they don't have the keys.
There might be something shiny.
You can give it a try. I assume they've been to these giants to know they're there.
Perhaps they just do raids.
No, they use their evil feet.
What's 18 plus 17?
A big
35.
To unlock.
So that's Bastion's new name.
Unlock.
Fiends.
Locked door.
You're opening it.
Traps.
Yes. I'm a death wish, I don't care.
Are you opening it, alright?
Yes.
Yes. The trap goes off. Everyone gets hit by it.
Oh, shit.
Except for me, because I was way
away. I've got to search for traps.
Sorry.
The hell you were. Well, at least my mage armor's still in place. The only thing. Trust me, it's going to make shit at all difference to this.
Oh,
can you look me up Cloud Kill, please?
Ouch.
No.
The
you know,
one
you said you wanted to retire
trap,
before session 20.
What? Everyone is caught in this trap.
Throw Cloud.
I'm sorry, I'll be nice and good. I'm sorry.
It doesn't do that bad.
That's 27 then.
I have no sorry.
What do I have to roll on? Is it?
Believe it or not, I've got a save DC.
Fortitude, yeah?
We don't know.
Fortitude partial.
Ooh, 9. That's not good.
That's not good.
Generates a bank of fog similar to a fog cloud.
So, you were just getting fond of Ratu.
Except the yellowish, vapors are yellowish, green, or poisonous.
He's surviving this at second level.
Wow, no he's not. These vapors automatically kill any living creature with 3 or few hit dice, no save.
Ratu is dead!
Yeah.
Ratu.
A living creature with 4 to 6 hit dice is slain unless it succeeds on a fortitude save.
Lizard man. Oh dear.
You want everybody dead, I managed it.
That's a miss, trust me.
And?
That's a miss, they're both dead.
Oh, Skull Hissens are dead!
It's got plus 6.
They're both dead.
Oh, okay.
Woohoo!
They're
both dead.
There we go.
Oh my lord!
They both die.
Oh, don't be so pleased, you may well be dead.
We'll see. We'll see.
Welcome. Nick, on your book.
Steve likes role-playing books so much, he eats them.
Only with Dick. It's not a fan.
She's in shy.
Is it a player's handbook? Or
7 or more?
Which of yours?
In a living creature with 6 or more hit dice takes D4 points of constitution damage on your turn each round while in the cloud. Successful fortitude save halves this damage.
So, you're taking half, you're taking full. Foot of?
I rolled, but it was really bad, and I've forgotten
it. Roll again.
I forgot mine.
D4, yeah.
Oh god, I'll take the first one.
I get 22.
Alright, I got half,
13.
You're full. Take 3 con loss. Take 1 con loss. Take 2 con loss.
Oh, that takes the piss!
Take 1 con loss.
I think it should be one roll for everyone.
All of your henchmen have dropped dead. Divide by 4. Right.
We leave.
Do we get experience for that?
With a minus 2,
yes.
What's my
yes,
number?
Minus
you're dropping dead in our company.
What are you on at the moment? All together. What's your constitution start with?
13.
This is 11 now.
It's 11 now, so you take 1 off. So you take 1 hit point and level off.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, so you've lost 7 hits.
Mine's down to 16. Does that drop any or is that 6?
It'll be 6.
Down to 16.
What's my minus?
From
17 to 16.
With a comma 11, what's my minus?
Nothing.
Oh, it's 0.
God, sorry about that.
In the room. No, we rapidly leave the area of
yeah.
The cloud. Well, I rapidly
leave
the area
leave,
of the cloud.
Run away.
Do the best I can. I drag Countess Litton thingy out. Jewel.
You're going to be in there. If no one helps you, you'll be in there at least another 2 rounds.
There we go.
We're doing what you tell us. So if you tell
yeah,
me
if you
help,
tell us to
help.
Pick it up, we'll pick it up.
One, fine.
Are you telling us to pull
them
out? Right, we'll right. Go in and pull them out.
Great, you're all in there one more round.
Yeah. Saves, please.
24.
Exactly the same as last time.
Even less.
7 going in, were you?
Not me.
She's dragging the tool out.
22.
If they don't need me to,
well,
I won't.
Oh,
okay.
We're all fine.
Are you alright? You're running out. 4.
I lose another 4.
2.
It's minus 5.
2.
That puts me down to 12 from 17.
Oh my god, all the NPCs are dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. You're good.
How many do I lose? How many hit points do I lose on that?
Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't worry about it too.
The one trap I've ever missed, and it's the one that kills half the fucking party. I'm so sorry.
It gets deadlier at higher levels as you go.
Do you know the worst thing about this adventure? It actually factors in the fact you will have henchmen. So without them, you will die very quickly.
Okay. Poor Atul. You give him all that neat stuff to carry around now, we'll have to take it off him again.
Bugger.
Hello? Oh, you're feeling bad. Oh,
it's okay.
You didn't like him anyway. He was stealing your thunder.
He was second level. It's not like he was competent.
I loved him.
hang on. Yeah. Oh, Buglap, what happened to him?
What's the gestation period on a half?
Because
in that period of time, we may have a little thing to remind you of.
46 years.
Right. Well, that was a little harsh.
Yeah. The smoke has cleared.
Damn!
Room.
Right.
There are dead people here.
Well,
we dragged them out.
Yes, they're by your feet.
I'll check to see if they are dead.
They are dead. Detect magic on the body. Almost instantly dead.
Then I will
nick that plus two mighty bow.
Yes, detect magic restoration.
Nick all the magic stuff. Him.
Yes.
3 points in constitution.
Thank you very much.
Minus two.
Is that one hit point off a level or something?
Minus two. Out of 15.
Yes.
So hit points go down. Ouch. Is that permanent or is it just there for a long time or something?
It's just there until tomorrow.
Alright, okay. Oh, I knew I should have continued smoking.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Do. To increase the challenge of this encounter, add a freezing sphere to the cloud kill trap. Cloud kill and freezing sphere going off at the same time. Wow.
Given that if we'd got reached here at 6th level, we could well have just
all
died.
Mm-hmm. There's one level in it. Wouldn't that have been harsh?
It was harsh enough for poor old bloody
Calhiss
Retool.
Poor old Retool. We've lost almost half the party in one.
Alright! I didn't mean
to. Aww.
You know that bit which says, you think!
that was a reasonably hard try to spot as well. I don't know whether you managed to spot it, if you'd have tried. What is your spot skill?
My search is plus 12.
9. Well, my search is 12.
Search is 12. You'd only need to roll 18 to spot it.
Jesus!
Gee whiz! It's designed to look like a normal door, but when you unlock the lock, it goes up.
You were waiting for me to forget a trap, weren't you?
Yeah, it had to happen eventually. Go on,
Bert, what are you doing?
Kill that henchman.
You didn't like them anyway. You wanted them dead, you said the beginning of the game.
You lied. Drag them back into this little nubbin thing.
Yep, into the nubbin.
I'm going to throw myself onto...
Say various prayers over them.
Ratul's body and cry.
While we respectfully strip their bodies of the goodies. Are you actually stripping the bodies of their stuff?
No!
That's a really good bow!
Yes! And the magic! That's glowing.
Not touching my
rifle. Oh, you're right, bows don't really fit in with me.
Two things that are glowing, I do believe.
Yeah.
Amulets.
They're necklaces. Well, they won't need those. They're glowing anywhere. They're continual light amulets.
Oh, bugger.
Useless.
Yeah.
Useless.
No, leave them their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we follow Bastion's words again.
Even the snake is dead.
The celestial
not
snake.
Your snake.
Wood.
Your snake is fine.
Really?
Yes. That's a clever snake.
Yeah, because her snake
is poison. Oh, yes, it is, isn't it? Unfortunately, the python, whatever the hell it was, isn't it?
Alright, if Bastion says we don't loot the bodies, we don't loot the bodies.
I don't think there's got much anyways, to be honest.
No.
Perhaps we should not try the other doors in the room.
Whatever you say, Bastion.
Well, I'm sure if Fanny looks for traps, she'll be able to find them. If there are any more.
Well, I'll give it a whirl.
Fanny, pick a door. Any door. Not that door again.
I believe in you, strike. I'll just be over here.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Well, was there not anything beyond that door?
No. It was completely blank.
It was just a trap.
Yeah, basically you pushed about that far.
An evil, evil trap.
Yes.
That's nasty.
Who built this place?
Evil, evil people.
Yeah, honestly.
Are you going on? Are you going back?
Well, not going back.
So we are looking expectantly at Baskin.
Try looking, searching the door.
That's clearly a cult storage.
The north door or the middle door in the east wall?
But I killed him.
Oh, the nasty cloud killed him.
I suppose if you have a history of killing
anyone. We can come back and see what we can do for him later.
I search for 20
Which door? The north one or the middle one?
The northern one.
The north door. You don't think it's trapped?
Is it unlocked?
Yes.
Somebody else could push it open.
I'll open it.
You open the door. It leads into a corridor.
Oh. See, I'm not going first, but it gives me a chance to kill things before Bastion tells me not to.
It's the only way, cunt. Leads to a crossroads, which I assume you attend at. And after room to the side of the... Oh, Christ.
No, there's no coming of the...
Here we go again. Bloody hell.
Yeah, another crossroads.
And there's a door. And that door's on the wall. And that continues a long ways. Like so. One's about there. And we have a door there. You have a door here?
No.
You have a door here? And a door here. Two doors go south, one door goes north.
No, just two is on hold now.
Oh,
we don't want to go more north. North is more north. We'll dig north twice before.
Well, Bastion, what should I do now?
Tell us, Bastion.
Well, I'm not the leader of this group.
You're the cleverest.
Well, yeah, there is that.
You're the one who knows best, because you keep telling us what to do,
yeah,
so
no,
we're
just worrying in a party with a wizard.
I'm scared of that. I don't want to kill everybody, just him.
Well, don't worry about it. Everybody gets dead in the end.
Does that mean Tymora doesn't like me anymore?
Of course not.
But she's supposed to be lucky, and that wasn't very lucky.
She lived.
Yes, she
that was very lucky.
She at all did not. Venerate the goddess of luck.
But he was my friend.
Yes, we may be able to sort it out later.
Is he not dead?
He is, unfortunately.
But well, how can decomposing
as we speak.
As I,
Could actually know he's preserved
prayers through my god. there have been times when people of my order have been able to raise the dead.
Wouldn't it be funny when you have true resurrection and you just bring Ritual back at level 2 when you're level 30 something?
But you will, won't you?
If I get the chance, yes.
But hopefully we'll have some very, very magic magic
well,
armour.
We'll be coming back this way anyway.
Pack him in.
Doors!
Okay, I'll look through doors for
do
you.
We'll go through the west and then through the north door?
Yes.
Do you want to check that one?
14.
The door is not trapped.
Probably.
The door is not trapped.
Is it unlocked?
Yes.
I'll open it.
I'll let him open it.
I open it.
You open the door.
Any giants to kill?
Suddenly no.
Oh.
Desperate to find giants to kill.
Well, yeah, I can hardly miss them if they're huge.
Doors, doors, doors. Yes,
if I chop through one leg, can I cleave into the next one?
I've got a door there. A door there, and a door there. Doors everywhere in this cross-shaped room. Throughout, the floor of this intersecting corridor is surprisingly clean, but there is a layer of green moss covering the walls, which forms an almost straight line around the room some 3 feet from the floor.
I hold my breath and step back. There's moss. We should get a druid to look at that.
The door slams shut and you hear a gurgling sound from inside of the room.
I killed her.
Was that before or after I stepped back?
I'm assuming that's after you stepped out.
Okay.
Awkward. How dare you come into your own dining room and want to do stuff?
Well done there, Groot. Well spotted.
Moss, run away!
What about Bill and Ted?
Don't mind that as much. Oh, not that bad.
Don't mind it.
But you've got to remember, I know I'm not that much younger than you, but a couple of years means that when you were watching those films at, say, whatever age, I don't know, 14, I was 12 and not caring or whatever.
It's more than a couple of years.
Yeah, it is.
It's
five years. It's quite
what,
a big amount.
What, Bill and Ted?
No, between me and
5 years age difference.
Have you found out when Bill and Ted came out?
I didn't watch it when it came out. I was 14.
In the 80s, I believe.
I was 14 when Bogus Journey came out.
So I was 9. So I'm not going to appreciate them.
Red Dwarf.
I love Red Dwarf.
Oh,
I do have a sense of humour.
After about 15 seconds, the gurgling sound stops.
I didn't say that to him.
Does the door open?
If I killed all the...
Can I open the door?
Helen's as well, though.
There is a trap, what flooded.
Sorry, is the internet switched on?
Yes.
The
entire internet has been deactivated.
It's actually worth my hands.
We're entirely recording this audio.
The switch of the entire global internet is on the socket on the wall just behind you.
Ah,
nobody will leave it on, but it depends how big the bill is. Bandwidth's horrendous.
Thank you.
Well?
We wait.
I don't think we want to go in there. Full of moss.
You've got me either.
5 minutes pass.
You want to try the door? Is it unlocked again?
It's locked.
Still, but unlock it.
I think we might get wet.
23.
Can't do it.
Close.
Shall I open it?
I'll do it again in a minute.
You could just come back.
Yeah, there's other doors.
Yeah.
Can we scratch the word moss room on the door?
Yes, if you want.
I have chalk.
Perhaps Mystic Theosaurus is in there.
Poor old retort.
I scratch it in abyssal. No one else can read it.
I don't let you use my chalk unless I can understand what you're writing.
I'm scratching it rather than using chalk. Chalk could be washed off.
You finish the chalk, it bursts into flames, glowing darkly. No.
And everything written in abyssal does.
Yeah. And everything written in celestial has a little halo around it.
Right. Next door?
Yeah.
Do you want to go
to the south? Door to the south?
Yeah. Would you like to check it?
20.
Tis not trapped.
No,
30. Tis not locked neither.
Kick out. Somebody else open it.
I open it in the hopes of something to kill will be behind it.
Giants!
Yay!
Are not behind this door.
Ooh.
A corridor. Quite a narrow corridor. Extends down. I should be following it because I'm drawing it all while I'm here.
Yeah, as long as it's not trapped.
There's no traps on it.
It leads to a room filled with giants who are pissed off. It's such a narrow corridor that leads to it. I wandered in here 2 days
ago. It leads to a small and chamber, which I may have a description of. Corridor widens here, but leads simply to a bare wall. Like many places in this region, a thin grey dust covers the floor. This pale cloak is undisturbed and even, suggesting that no one has ventured into this hallway for years.
Is it high and fat?
You feel quite...
That's...
Hurrah!
Oh, I love you!
Right, it's not Lent anymore. You'll turn Lent to go like a little Britain again.
You feel quite holy and enthused.
I shall have a wander around the room.
It's very small.
See if there's anything written on the wall. Any form of...
Any invisible things to kill.
Any writings, any religious symbology? See who the room is dedicated to, perhaps?
Chewing gum. Walls always have chewing gum on them.
It's desks.
And chewing walls. Depends where you go to school, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously your school is somewhat
rough. High class, it's just on the desk. My kind of school is like all the teacher's space.
Let me search, Jeb, if you want.
Some random number I don't think very many of.
Yes.
15.
You walk around the room. As you get to the eastern wall, you hear a clicking noise in the wall and a door slides open.
Oh,
well done. Revealing a bright light
giant
on the other side.
Aww.
Stay away from the light!
No!
Don't walk into the light! Come back to us!
No. Yeah. There's a corridor beyond.
We have a crazy dwarf.
Glows brightly.
Altaris is a crazy dwarf woman, the woman man.
I believe you're off your map now.
We are off our map.
The corridor glows brightly.
You're gonna die. In the sense of badness.
It extends to the north where there is a door.
Hmm. Where is it? Our shiny good happiness,
look around here,
we should be safe.
But I don't think there are gonna be any giants around here.
I will search.
For giants.
You searching the door?
I'm searching very badly.
You can't search very 15. Badly, you're really good at it.
Well, with a 3, I get 15.
With a 12, I got 15.
Oh, how am I? Well, it's
so much better.
I need a leg massage.
Hang on. Yes,
kill that wound!
3 would have got me 6.
That's not working, I need a leg massager.
A leg massager? We'll get you one.
Okay. Haven't you already got one? Didn't you married to one?
A leg massager? Doesn't massage my legs. Doesn't massage my legs. Oh, shut up. I'm so glad. Oh no, I'll say later. I was going to say, I'm so glad that we weren't recording when we were in that Mexican restaurant the other day. Mary said
what?
That thing about Bukake and it's Lindsay's birthday. That was the funniest thing I think I've ever heard. But now I've just commented, so there we go.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yes.
It was funny. You had to be there, like, here you were.
I was there.
Well, out of curiosity, I step into the room.
You step into the room.
You die! Next character.
He doesn't die because he's shiny, shiny.
Oh yeah, I remember. Good. You get all the good stuff. Oh.
You just get better.
I do now because I'm good.
Yeah, you're not lawful though.
Better good than you were.
No, I know what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. No, it's very ladylike.
Oh, next time, if you try and enunciate the word bollocks as you do it.
I'm never. What are these people that can make themselves burp? It's so unfair. I can only keep going and burping if I start. That's so vile.
It's a gift.
See, I can do it with no.
I knew someone who could do the alphabet.
Oh my god.
The entire alphabet with a single burp.
Steve nearly involuntarily vomited it.
Yeah, see, obviously he's not got the skill to make an example.
So, gents, a glow and lady, glowing powder, northern door
has been entered. Is there anything in the room?
Been penetrated.
It's 20 foot long, 5 foot wide, yes, glowing corridor ending in a door.
Yes.
Go to the door.
You open the door, which is not locked nor trapped, thankfully.
This is in the
anyone else going in or just Bastion?
I'm going with him.
Anyone else?
Awful.
Cowardly wizard?
Yeah, awful.
The western wall of this chamber contains an empty weapon rack. The structure of this item is composed of 4 long bars that curve slightly. Each of these bars is made of pure gold, decorated with a feather pattern. The golden feathers are linked to one another and form an intricate design. Upon the northern wall, written in golden celestial runes, are the words, "Leave all weapons behind."
This might take a while.
Uh-huh. Well, this axe, it's more of a tool than a weapon.
It's a rat. Oh!
It's a rat tool.
I'm going to have to write a song, though.
The weapon rack is
made of what it is.
The weapon rack is made of pure gold.
Ooh.
At which point I
it might bend.
Put my quarterstaff and my sling.
Okay.
On the wreck.
I put my.
I take 15 minutes to take all my weapons out of my.
I've told you what it says.
Hey, what did you do?
I put my double axe, my great axe, the other great axe.
I put everything.
Okay. All your weapons.
I'll keep a rock in my pocket.
A rock.
Throwing axes.
Like a sling bullet.
I dump. Yeah. I dump
one. No, just one of the actual rocks.
You're not
going to
raise
it. Dwarf axe.
I follow what Bastion says. You're having a very short. You're having a very good game tonight. Doing what Bastion says.
Oh, that masterwork, repeating crossbow.
Basically, you're putting all the weapons in the rack.
I think that's about it for weapons for me.
Are you putting all your weapons in the rack?
Doing what Bastion says. Yeah, put your weapons in the rack.
Are you telling him this to put all his weapons in the rack?
No, I'm telling him what it says on the thing up there.
Right, I've got this knife.
That's what it says.
It's not really much of a weapon. Should I leave it there?
It says leave weapons here. So
I put all my weapons down in my bag, which is everything for
him. He's put your bag on the rack. Yeah.
No, I'm best at my stuff. The stuff.
Balazar, what are you doing? I've put my stuff in the rack. Okay. As I said.
Three times. Sorry, no, no, you actually said I'm doing my best and tells me, which is a bit different to I put my
Well, by implication he's saying do that, because he's doing that and nobody else is doing that. So.
You're a wizard, so...
But he hasn't actually told
you to do anything.
I've just told you what it says on the Celestial.
Do you think there's like an abyssal section somewhere here, where I could read it out for everyone?
Possibly.
The door, opens as soon as Balazar puts his last weapon on the rack. The weapons disappear.
Does my bag disappear or just the weapons?
Everything you put on the rack disappears.
All my stuff! All the stuff! The stuff!
Oh, I would have left the box as well. Oh, would I? See, we don't know what's in that, so I probably would have kept the box.
Yeah, we don't know what's in that.
Okay.
If it worst comes to worst, I can beat some to death with that.
I have a rock.
Are you continuing?
Yes.
This square room is empty, but upon the perfectly smooth white stone floor is an intricate pattern of an angel with outspread wings. The angelic figure sculpted upon the floor holds a wide shield with a scale and sword designed in its centre.
Possibly a servant of Tyr.
That's pretty.
An Avenger.
Anyone with a knowledge with a new check?
Ha! I can do this now.
Have a 25.
21! Woohoo!
Those with religion checks over 20 realise that the symbol on the shield represents order and law and is often used by Tyr, god of order and law.
What's order? What's law?
The opposites of chaos and no order.
Right, who's lawful?
That'd be me then.
Everyone else can make me a will serve.
But I try. Try
really hard. Do very well.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Yeah, well, I just got the lowest I could on my will save. Fantastic.
How did you do?
I got five. I failed.
Anyone else?
20.
25.
Great.
All of you feel nauseous. Yep, you all feel quite nauseated.
Well, I'm going to puke on the angel. That'll learn him.
Puke on the angels. You feel quite energised.
Oh, screw you.
It's a very holy place. This is a very holy place.
We are not worthy. We are not worthy.
You're going to have to start paying loads if you want to get even more light bastion.
There's a door. Oh, no, I haven't bothered to draw because I'm an idiot.
It's there.
Whose laws are there to follow?
It's more to the northwest now. What with having fallen off the wall.
Is there anything else in this room that I might want to have a look at?
Just the angel on the floor.
You don't look swell.
I feel a bit gut sick.
Would you like to carry on through?
The power of law is ebbing through you.
I'm a good person!
Yes, but you're chaotic like me.
I'm not a good, I'm lawful. I have laws. I have my own laws, but they're good.
And you still haven't stolen anything, technically.
Yeah, because I've left yet. The beepers haven't gone off.
He leaves the huge sirens go off as you walk through these little gates.
There's a big burly security guard.
There's a big group of security guards following you, just waiting for you to leave. Ooh. And you just tease them by going near the exit and coming back.
We could find the exit.
Yeah.
That's why we'll find the exit, when we find all the guards.
So?
I think we should hurry on through here if you're not feeling
I want my weapons back.
As you approach the next door, it opens in front of you.
Ooh, automatic door.
You enter.
The exit!
Another room.
Oh, how exciting! Good upside down wedding cake.
Silken sheets are lined up along the floor of this large hall. There are 8 silk blankets on either side of the room, but all were placed near the eastern and western walls. Although there are no beds under them, the blankets look inviting. Their deep blue shades are in strong contrast to the clean white walls of the place.
How do I feel in this room?
Still nauseous. And now you come to mention it, all non-lawful characters may make me a witness. No, I'm kidding.
This is like the resigned sigh from the south of the room as we'll be I don't use to swear.
I feel quite energized.
I'm a fucking bad influence.
actually, I do lie. All non-lawful characters make me a will serve.
Fine, I'm keeping that role.
How did you do?
Oh, crap!
How did you do?
I got 22 this time.
22? You're okay.
Balazar fails.
Balazar fails. Phelan and Balazar feel very, very tired. Fatigued.
I'm tired. Can I sleep on here?
Perhaps that would be an idea if you're feeling tired.
Okay.
Well, we've only just got up.
There is that. I've not been here long.
You two are feeling exhausted.
Okay, I gotta lie down.
I haven't killed anything yet. We can't go to bed.
If they feel
you know how cranky
here.
I get if I don't kill something.
I fall over exhaustedly.
Yes. If they're going to rest here...
The blankets are surprisingly comfortable once you roll under them.
Then perhaps we could go back and get Retor, Solicit and Calhis and lay them here.
Comfy.
Alright.
Yes, we'll come back for you in a minute.
We'll go back to the valley of death.
You do. Yeah. After a while you feel less nauseous on the trip. You come back. Make me a will serve as you enter the nauseating room.
Bloody do. And that's 14.
You feel nauseated.
Wonderful.
Make me a will serve as you enter the fatiguing room.
25.
You do not feel fatigued.
We lay them on these.
Okay. Things. You do.
Are you feeling any less tired?
These two are sound asleep.
Oh. Let me just peek through this door.
Which one?
North one.
That one further on.
The one there is in the room.
Yes, there is another room.
Room.
A little nubbin. And then room.
Room.
Excellent. You roll off the top into...
It's just an infinite cycle of rooms that have no effect on you. But all the rest of us have to make saving throws for.
What, like the rest of the feckin' dungeon?
Yes, the room ahead of you. Gouges scar the pure white walls of this hall. The markings are letters of exquisite quality carved into the walls. The writing is in a celestial, but under each phrase are common runes translating the language.
That's handy. Well, they sleep, I'll sit and read this.
Okay. It's a record of the last final stand of the Paladins of Marunda.
Did they have any stuff?
Did they have any stuff? Make me a sense motive check.
Sense motive, what's that? That'll be 20.
Right. Marunda, a minor goddess of the ocean, travel and vigilance, summoned the last of her followers to the dungeon. Though at first they did not know why the deity had called them to the forgotten place, the servants of the goddess eventually learned they were expected to fight the great demon held within the confines of an important prison cell. They were also expected to die, all except Arum, whose signature can be found at the end of the document.
He starved slowly.
Moments before the tragic event, the Paladins of Marunda were told the demon would escape its prison and that the mighty angel would slay the fiend, provided they sacrificed their lives to help it. When the time came and the demon broke through the wall of its prison cell, the servants of Marunda stood, all ready to face the creature. They sacrificed their lives to allow the angel to kill the demon. Only Aurum survived the onslaught, and the wizard saw the angel dissolve into thin air once the demon was dead. Although the narrator does not explain the events leading to the demon's escape, blah blah blah.
Okay.
Are they awake yet?
It does insist the followers of Marunda allowed the fiend to be destroyed. Eh? Yeah, well, they'll wake up right out of the rest. Sorry.
Can I have a rest in this room as well?
Yep. You rest for 8 hours, you have a good night's sleep.
Do I get any of my
con? We lose our con.
Oh, yeah, it's a con. How are we doing with that?
Yeah. I'll make a heal check on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that'll do. Everyone gets double. Everyone gets 2 points of constitution back for resting.
That's good. You wake up having gained 5 points in any ability loss.
Uh,
that'll be 1 point in constitution then. There we go.
Great, I'm still down to...
I'm trying to have a lesser restoration. Which aren't huge by now. Hey.
Despite making my saving throw.
Everybody feels rested. Bastion feels particularly rested. Bastion is affected by the Divine Favour spell for the next 24 hours.
Oh,
you're the godly one.
Like I've ever used Divine Favour.
Well, now you are.
What's the caster level?
Why is it important?
Yeah.
47.
It
was a god.
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Okay, on my caster level then.
Yeah, go on then.
Why? It's a plus one look bonus on attack and weapon damage rolls for every three caster levels.
Nice.
Least plus one, maximum plus six.
Not bad. Okay, what are you doing? The rest of you wake up, you can learn spells again.
Alright. So it was good coming in here then.
We continue up.
Okay.
Ready
to go. Yeah. The gouges, the story, yada yada yada.
Oh, so filling in on bits and pieces of you.
Master feels these rooms are getting more and more holy as you progress through them. More hallowed, more sacred.
We're going to explode by the time we get two rooms further on, aren't we?
You'll be fine, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, we'll all be forcefully lawful good.
Are you carrying on?
Nah. We either become lawful good or not die in the attack.
Else. You probably noticed that Cam is slithering. We're still there as well.
There's some lump
dead people.
There's some lumps under three of the
blue nothing
blankets.
New there.
Large sofas of deep blue velvet dominate the eastern and western walls of this large hall. In the centre is a low blue marble table. The furniture is elegant and, like the white stone surfaces of the hall, surprisingly clean. All good characters feel relaxed in this room.
we have a nice seat. I'll have a chai tea latte. Maybe a piece of Rocky Road.
Oh no, Rocky Road's not nice. You don't know what they put in it. It's rubbish.
What do they put in it?
All sorts of like leftovers.
Rock and bread, whatever.
Digestives and something else.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, it's just crap.
Tarmac.
This just looks they go and sweep up like in a biscuit factory, I think, and just stick it all in a bar.
Wow.
Apple and cinnamon. Muffin.
No one's evil, are they?
No.
Not yet.
Was it evil characters must succeed at a DC 30 will save or become deaf and blind?
I'm evil!
DC 30.
They also suffer two negative levels for as long as they remain here.
Yeah, of course they're deaf and blind, so they have some difficulty working their way out.
My lord. That's really harsh. It's not a good dungeon for an evil party, this, actually.
No.
Considering you can't get to this whole quarter of the map without coming through this corridor.
Oh, dear. Never mind, we have a nice seat for a while.
Two more rooms.
Okay.
You get through the shiny, shiny corridor.
Okay.
And then we'll call
I'm sorry, I'm just really tired.
And you
look
sorely.
Kidding me.
You've been at work serving coffee to the needy.
Now I like my job.
I know you like your job.
Apart from when I got mocha all over me. It's strange.
A taste of chocolate.
It tastes like elbow. I mean, it's chocolate flavoured.
What? Oh.
Just because your top is brown does not mean it's chocolate flavoured.
I did actually have mocha on my arm when I came home from work. Didn't notice until I went to shower.
La 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 mocha.
Do you have chocolate powder in the bag?
Mocha.
Shall we carry on?
Yes, there's all kinds of goodies in this level. Oh, there's a dragon.
Ooh. Come kill it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there is one as well.
So,
after
the comfy sofas comes the Hall of Pain!
Hammocks!
The dragon.
The dragon. Fuck me, I'm going for a sit down.
Oh, An intricate pattern is carved into the centre of this room. The design represents a handsome male angel with powerful wings protruding from his back. The angel upon the floor has one hand over his head, palm outstretched in front of him. His other hand holds a delicate lyre at his side.
Yeah.
Lyre!
A very skinny but deceitful person.
Yes. Knowledge religion checks.
I have a very long nose.
Knowledge religion check. Rules with knowledge religion.
28. Okay. 9.
Torful. What is your knowledge religion?
3.
Oh, it's better than none, though. Bastion realises that angels, archons, and members of religious institutions frequently depict their greatest heroes in this position, and the pose often signifies peace.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's a peaceful angel, that one.
This room is slightly less holy than the previous ones. The holiness is declining.
Okay. The holiness has climaxed already.
Okay, can we go back?
Are there any non-good characters in the party?
Yes.
Make me a will save, you non-good devil. 14.
That's pretty good.
I have a good demon in this category.
You're very, very frightened. You're cowering on the floor for quite a while. You also lose 4 points of strength.
I'm frightened of
you. How harsh are they on people that aren't good, lawful good in this dungeon? They're really harsh.
It's all in the background.
I know, but it's a bit...
It's not going to kill you.
I know, but it just seems a little unfair because it's mainly Paul that gets it.
Perhaps it's trying to tell him something.
And we got it in the earlier rooms where it was awful.
Yeah.
So, yes, he's cowering on the floor, wetting himself quietly. He's wetting his dwarven robes.
Perhaps we should move on.
Perhaps you could become lawful evil.
He'd explode.
Well, no, he'd be alright for the lawful pads. Just the evil pads.
Well, he'd go blind.
Hey!
Blind, deaf, negative levels, and then frightened as well.
I'm frightened of you. Yes, you are very frightened. You feel the holy power of goodness flow through you. Continuing?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's not many chambers here, is there? There we go. A small, dinky chamber.
Doys.
An empty silver weapon rack is encased upon the western wall of this otherwise empty room. The rack is made of 7 curved bars embellished with leafy patterns in a wonderful design. The words, "Leave all weapons behind," is written in silver celestial runes in the centre of the southern door. As you enter the room, your weapons reappear.
Woo!
The rack.
Kick ass.
Right?
I grab all mine.
Slowly reclaim mine.
Stroke my axe lovingly.
Any non-evil player characters? Taking their arms from the rack.
Mm-hmm. That's all of us, isn't it?
All of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yay. They've all become +8 magical.
Okay. All lawful characters, weapons, become axiomatic.
Fantastic.
What does that mean?
It means they're lawfully aligned and do random damage against
chaotic
characters.
You get everything.
All
can you now not own your stuff?
All good aligned characters. Weapons have become holy.
So there they stack.
Yes.
That was a giggle.
Oh, hang on. The weapons of lawful good characters gain both these powers.
Or does Paul's weapon get?
It's not on fire or anything.
It hasn't melted.
I have 5 holy throwing axes.
Okay, hang on. The magical weapon rack does not enhance the weapons of non-lawful or non-good PCs. The weapons of evil PCs are imbued with a powerful enchantment that bestows them with -2 luck penalty for D4 +1 days. An evil weapon placed in the rack is destroyed and never reappears.
Did we have the potential to find evil weapons by this stage?
You're carrying one.
Am I?
Yes.
You were.
Oh, cool.
He still is.
Yeah. I still is, because it didn't go into rack, because it's still in the box and we don't know what's in the box.
Okay, let's just say if you'd write on your character sheet, it would be about 15 feet long, the weapon in that box. It has basically everything you can add to a weapon, except for good and holy.
Some of the weapons that I've picked up from in my bag are probably of
Why? Are we just... None of them are evil.
Oh,
okay. No. Only the weapons you use regularly.
Or as in, you are armed with. Every weapon, technically, is now.
Yeah, because we had to fully disarm.
Yeah.
And I'm a fucking walking arsenal.
The enhancements last for one day plus a number of days equals to the character's wisdom bonus.
So one day for me, then.
Whole days for me.
Bastion?
6 days. Right, I'm done. I'm finished.
Is that it?
Yes, I'm
tired. Okay, ladies and gents, we'll wrap up in room 67, the silvery weapon rack. Oh my god, almost TPK.
No way.
HPK? Half party kill.
NPC? Well, 3 out of 7. TK?
Yeah. TNK.
TNPK.
Yes.
GNPTK.
Right then, experience.
Will be difficult, we don't have a DMT today.
Well, you've only got... Next week. Let's just say that you've faced so far a cloud kill trap for challenge rating 6 and a flooding room, challenge rating 1. And that is all you have faced.
Nothing whatsoever for going through this.
Nope, they're just effects of the rooms.
Oh. Well, we do have some slightly holy weapons for a while.
Can you be complained?
You have a...
Axiomatic.
Axiomatic.
Axiomatic. You need to get yourself a pet modrom, or a nodrom, or whatever they're called. Complainscape.
Modrom. The one that you get in the Planescape Comet was modrom. Because he was nodrom, a backwards modrom.
Yes. Although he was still very lawful, was he not?
Red room.
I like the bits so you could like attach bits to him, like you could have like
arms
and little lenses and stuff. I thought that was
the only ranged weapon
that
was wielded by him.
Really? Or a crossbow?
Yes, his crossbow.
No,
Ignis had fireballs.
Yeah, I have no weapon. This is magical sort of ability.
He just did it though, didn't he?
Yeah.
There was no having to cast it.
It was crap. I ended up killing him twice because I usually killed him as soon as I released him.
Is that because he's just a bastard?
Yeah.
And you know he's going to stab you in the spine.
Yeah. Well, I get him in your party. You get all the XP from him, then kill him.
Is that once and lose all your constitution because he sucks it out of you?
Yeah. You always have to play it with maximum intelligence and wisdom, anyways, and you end up in the absurd level when you get to the end, anyways.
Yes.
How do I press clear on it?
No.
I like it when you open the sphere and you get 1 million XP.
A million?
Or it's 500,000. It's some absurdly high number.
It's a good game, actually. I like it totally. It's good. I keep meaning to play games like that again. I had a game called something that was quite good as well. Outcast. That wasn't so bad. Where you ran around on an alien planet. The graphics were very nice. I never played that again, either.
Yeah, I had some really random game that I really liked. That I borrowed from somebody.
What was it about, Steve?
What was it called? And who did you borrow it from? Without these bags, you find it maybe a little difficult.
Yeah, it was gone my first year.
Right. So it's quite an old game then.
Yeah. I think it was called Gateway, or something like that.
What did it do?
You had to travel around various planets and stuff, trying to find stuff out.
That's Elite, surely.
Huh?
Isn't
that? Yeah, Elite 2.